The risk of white mold in soybeans might be higher this year. I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Balance GT Soybeans. Experience the next era of performance and control at the Balance GT LL Experience Tour and learn all about the Balance GT LL Soybean Performance System. Register online at BalanceGTLLExperience.com. We'll hear from University of Wisconsin soybean specialist Dr. Sean Conley next. University of Wisconsin soybean specialist Sean Conley says this might be a bad year for white mold in soybeans, especially if the field has a past history with white mold problems. Along with scouting fields, Conley says a new risk map developed by Dr. Damon Smith, a University of Wisconsin plant pathologist, is available to help show producers where to watch.
A map that he's able to design and build, and it really looks at, you know, primarily northern Iowa, Minnesota, North Dakota, Wisconsin, Michigan, around the lakes in Ohio and Illinois are big areas where we see white mold. So again, there's a high risk out there, so growers need to be out there thinking about scouting and knowing their risk to make that decision to pull the trigger or not to put a fungicide out there to manage white mold in soybean in 2017.
Now, when you're scouting the fields, are there some early signs that you can see before you actually see the mold itself?
Usually what you're doing is when you're out there looking for it, you're looking for the apothecia, which are the little mushrooms that are growing out there. They're pretty tough to find. A lot of time growers, crop consultants misdiagnose them, and they think they're a different type of mushroom growing out there. So that's kind of difficult to actually scout for it. Again, the biggest thing you should know is the risk in terms of the history. If you've had white mold every single time you grow soybeans in that field and the risk map indicates that you're at high risk and you're flowering, there's a pretty good chance you should be out there and applying a fungicide to manage that pest this year.
When it comes to treating soybean for white mold or any other disease, Conley says choosing the method of treatment is important to lower the risk of the pathogens developing a resistance.
Well, we're always trying to preach to avoid resistance. Obviously, we've seen the issues on the weed side of things with glyphosate and other types of resistance pathogens out there. So it's nice to switch it up. But again, knowing this year, knowing the efficacy of the products, I know growers are going to be looking for the best deal per se, and I don't really blame them this year. So again, look at pricing. There's some good options out there. Look at your availability to spray, the timing, if you can get across or the co-op is going to get across, and then just try and pick one of those products that gives you the best bang for your buck.
I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by the Balance GT Soybean Performance System.